Welcome back to The Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Singer-songwriter Lainey Mandel was born and raised in Los Angeles, and earlier this summer, her new album, I Can See the Future, was released by Yep Rock Records. On Tuesday, September 18th, Lainey Mandel will play at The Egg in Albany, New York, opening that show for Nick Lowe, along with the rest of his tour.
So easy for some people, I can't figure it out. It's so easy for some people, but I don't know what love is all about.
I spoke with Lainey Mandel earlier this week and began by asking when she knew she wanted to be a musician.
I started playing violin and piano when I was about 5 years old, five and a half. And I remember distinctly thinking that the violin didn't really work for my idea about singing and being able to write songs, which was, it was already kind of in my head that that was something I wanted to do. And when I was 15, well, I was 13, I quit violin and piano. When I was 15, I rented a guitar on my own, which was sort of the first decision I made, you know, sort of consequence to me. And I think that that's probably where my creative life began. I was a big fan of this punk band from L.A. called X, and I remember seeing them up on stage when I was a teenager and thinking, that's what I want to do. So that's sort of where the seeds were planted, and it was a while before I decided to take it very seriously, but at that time I definitely thought this is something that I want to have in my life.
I want to circle back to when you decided to take it very seriously, but before that I want to ask you, apart from X, who were some of your early influences?
After X, I discovered Tom Waits pretty soon after, and his music really spoke to me in a profound way. I think probably there was a connection to music I listened to when I was much younger, a lot of the standards, Gershwin, Cole Porter. My dad was a bit of a music collector and was always bringing home different kinds of music. So I was exposed to a lot of different things in our house and, of course, listened to the Beatles and the Beach Boys and Bob Dylan growing up. But it was really Tom Waits that really inspired me to try to write my own music, and even, you know, seeing him perform and do a couple of songs on his own made me realize, like, oh, I can do this on my own too. I don't necessarily need to be invited to be in a band.
Do you remember the first song or part of a song you ever wrote?
I do. I do. I never wrote it down. And I don't even know if I recorded it, but it was a song. I was trying to write something like X. Though I call them a punk band, they're sort of a more complex combination of sounds, but it was very exciting to me as a teenager. So I wrote a song about how there was no good music on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in Los Angeles. And X did get played on the radio a little bit on K-Rock, which was a really big station at the time. But generally, I wasn't a fan of top 40 radio, so that was what my song was about.
So you wrote that when you were a teenager?
Yeah, when I was 15.
And from then to now, with, I imagine, a lot of steps in between, how has your songwriting process evolved?
My songwriting process, I like to say, is sort of based on laziness. I have put out 8 solo records, an EP, and I'm in 2 other bands, and we've put out records. So a lot of people think it's funny when I say that I'm lazy.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't write every day from 9 to 5. I don't have certain times that I write. I don't have rules about writing. I just realize I'm at my best when I sort of sit back and wait for inspiration to hit. And that's worked for me pretty well. At least for this a kind of thing. But I do have aspirations to do other sorts of writing, like a musical or something, and I think then I would have to be a little more disciplined. But, my process is, you know, waiting for lightning to strike.
Your new solo record is produced by Joe Ciccarelli. How did you meet and decide to collaborate with Mr. Ciccarelli?
I was lucky enough to to get to do a little bit of touring with a great artist out of Kentucky named Daniel Martin Moore. And then Daniel came to Los Angeles, and I set up a show for us together, and he heard me do the title track from my record. And a couple of months later, he wrote to me and said, you know, I think you should write, you should work with Joe Ciccarelli. He produced my record. He's a really nice guy. And he gave me his contact information. And I just didn't have any other strong ideas at the time. And I wasn't sure that I even had enough material for another record. But I sort of just followed down that path. I love, you know, especially looking back in life, you can see all the signposts pointing you in different directions. So I guess at the time I was able to have enough sense to follow down that path. And, you know, I actually didn't know anything about Joe. I just thought, well, I like Daniel a lot. I like his music a lot. So maybe this is a great opportunity, and that definitely was.
How long were you working on the new album?
Well, we started it when I was about 6 months pregnant. We started... I think we did only 2 days, just me and my guitar. And then we decided, Joe felt very strongly about using Joey Warnker on drums, who's also one of my favorite drummers. And he wasn't going to be available until I was 8.5 months pregnant. And so, yeah, it was a very interesting sight to see me in the studio at that time. But because of my pregnancy and complications, towards the end, I was pregnant with twins. I couldn't really work on the record. We only had another 4 days, I think, before I was hospitalized. So then it took, you know, months of waiting to go back and finish it. But I've learned to be very patient.
How old are the kids now?
They're going to be 2 in October.
And
I can't believe it.
I imagine that would be the case. It's what, from every parent I've met, that's sort of what happens.
It's like living in slow motion and fast motion at the same time.
Are they your first kids?
Yeah.
And has being a mother changed anything about the way that you think about or produce music other than possibly having even less time to do so?
It hasn't really changed that much. I'm a single mom. I decided to have children on my own. And I think part of making that decision, and I mean, people think I'm crazy because I've taken my kids on a tour across the United States already, and they'll be coming on this next tour with me. But there's something to me where doing this on my own, you are in sort of a mindset that, you know, you have to be. I can do this, and I'm going to keep playing music and, you know, living life to the fullest. And I'm going to somehow make it work. So I'm just kind of in the mindset that it's going to continue. And so far it has. I always take a little bit of time between finishing a record and writing material for a new record. So I just don't really feel that concerned about, will I be inspired or not inspired? I just feel like, you know, I'm really enjoying my life right now, which is pretty exciting for me.
The tour you're setting out on shortly starts on September 18th, and you're opening for Nick Lowe. Do you like touring in support of other artists?
I am really, really excited to get to open for Nick Lowe. I think he's an incredible songwriter. I've never seen him perform, so I'm really excited that I'm going to get to see so much of him.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't actually had the opportunity to open for that many artists. My career has always been pretty underground, and it's kind of interesting. Just here and there, I've been given opportunities. I got to open for the band Television,
mm-hmm.
which was really exciting. But in general, I've always kind of just struck out on my own. So this will be something pretty new for me.
You mentioned that you're part of two other groups. How do you balance, or is it, I mean, it's probably sort of catch as catch can and priorities manifest themselves, but how do you balance your solo music with being part of the other groups?
Well, one of them, which is called The Grabs, we've made 2 records that almost nobody has heard, and we are big fans of our band. We like to say The Grabs love the the grabs.
Mm-hmm.
And almost no one else knows about us. So that's not really a problem. We don't work on that very much. But I do really love the two records we made. And then the Living Sisters, which is a group I'm in with three other women. We sing harmonies. And it's such a pleasure to get to sing with them. There's something really different and special about singing harmonies with people. It's just a really one of my favorite things. So we all four of us have our own projects that take up a lot more time. Like Inara George is in Bird and the Bee, and Becky Stark is in Lavender Diamond, and Alex Lilly is in two other bands, OB Best and Touche. So all of those other things are our priorities, which makes the Living Sisters really so much fun, because we do it because we love it. We don't really have a lot of grand plans, and maybe because of that, we're often given really fantastic opportunities. For instance, we get to open for Steve Earle in Los Angeles early next year.
Awesome. Now, the Living Sisters is, like you say, the harmonies, it's such complementary voices, beautifully tight harmonies. It's really, I really enjoy the group. I encourage people to check it out.
Thank you. Yeah, one thing I really love about the Living Sisters is that it's very lighthearted music, and it really seems to make people happy, and it makes us happy. And, you know, my own music is a little darker and more introspective, so it's a nice break for me.
And one question before I let you go. It's a question I ask relatively frequently for musicians I enjoy. A little bit selfish, just to try to get new listening recommendations for myself, but who are you listening to?
I have been listening to a lot of Buck Owens lately. He's no longer with us. He's a country artist from the 60s. And I've sort of gone through different phases of listening to a lot of classic country music, and I'm back in that phase right now. I'm kind of bad because I don't pay that much attention to what's happening right now. I'm really lazy about that. But I do listen to a lot of music from the 20th century, and Buck Owens is at the top of the list right now.
Eleni Mandel, have a fantastic time on the road with Nick Lowe, and we will see you in Albany on the 18th.
Thank you so much.
Eleni Mandel opens for Nick Lowe at the Egg in Albany, New York on Tuesday, September 18th at 7:30. For ticket information, visit theegg.org. To learn more about Eleni, you can visit her website, elenimandel.com. That's ELENIMANDELL.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
Who you gonna dance with? Who's gonna smile when you're too shy? Oh, go down with me, baby, yeah. Who you gonna dance with? With such a good time. It was fire. Get it.